You were an ordained Baptist minister. In November, you appeared on Believer's Voice of Victory, this program here mm-hmm. with Kenneth Copeland, also a televangelist.
Mm-hmm.
This is how your home state paper described Mr. Copeland's difficulties. A televangelist under investigation by the U.S. Senate Finance Committee turned a national ministers' gathering into a fundraising opportunity for Mike Huckabee, reportedly helping to raise thousands of dollars for the cash-strapped presidential campaign. The fundraiser was held at Kenneth Copeland Ministries campus, Newark, Texas. The Trinity Foundation, a group that monitors televangelists and viewed a live internet broadcast of the event, said the fundraiser took in $111,000, generated pledges nearly $1 million. Copeland authorized the fundraiser after receiving a personal call from Huckabee pleading for help, the Trinity Foundation said. And this is a tape of Mr. Copeland's characterization of your phone call with him.
Okay.
Let's watch.
He hollered at me on the phone. He said, "Are you kidding me? Why should I stand with them and not stand with you? They only got 11% approval rating."
Amen.
And then he said, "Kenneth Copeland, I will stand with you." He said, "You're trying to get prosperity to the people, and they're trying to take it away from them." He said, "I will stand with you anytime, anywhere, on any issue." That settled that right there. I said, "Yeah, that's my man. That's my man right there."
Is that a fair characterization of the phone call?
I don't know the exact words were used, but, you know, Kenneth Copeland has been a friend of mine for a long time. His wife's from Arkansas. They own property there. He's been somebody that I've known for a long time, and my only experience with him is a positive one, and a person of integrity. People who've worked with him have been there for 30 years. They love him. They speak of him in the most glowing of ways of how he treats them, and that's what I know about him. And, you know, when other people make accusations, all I can tell you is people make accusations about me every day. If all my friends abandoned me over it, I wouldn't have any left.
But, Governor, Senator Charles Grassley is a Republican from Iowa.
Yes, he's a great guy.
He has an investigation, and this is how, a week after that, this was the article in the Fort Worth paper. North Texas televangelist Kenneth Copeland remains defiant in refusing to cooperate with the U.S. senator's request for information about his finances. And despite the controversy, he continues having a prominent role in helping raise funds for Republican presidential candidate contender Mike Huckabee. When you tell him on the phone you stand with him and not with Congress, are you interfering in a congressional investigation
his
finances?
No. First of all, let's be sure. People are innocent until they're proven guilty. That's the way we're supposed to operate.
But shouldn't he cooperate and turn over the materials
and
to Senator Grassley requested?
As far as I know,
requested?
He will fulfill his responsibilities. He's taking legal counsel. But you know what? The whole issue with Kenneth Copeland, Chuck Grassley, is not an issue that I'm dealing with as a presidential candidate. It's not a part of whether or not I ought to be running for president. And what I'm saying is that I think he's taking his legal counsel, finding out what he's supposed to do and where he's supposed to cooperate, but not in any way yielding over the constitutional rights he has under the First Amendment to be not just a person of free speech, but also a person of freedom of religion.
But if you tell him, "I stand with you against Congress," and then he raises money for you, isn't that interfering in an investigation?
No, it's not interfering with an investigation. It'd be interfering if I called up Chuck Grassley and said, "Lay off Kenneth Copeland." I've not done that, nor would I do that, because I think Kenneth Copeland will ultimately have to provide some responsible answer to the questions that have been raised, and that's fine. And Senator Grassley, he can request whatever information he needs. He'll have the legal authority to do what he does, or he won't be able to get it done. That's all in the world that has to happen.
But he should provide all the information that's been requested.
If the information is reasonable and it's not violating the rights that Kenneth Copeland has, I do have a little concern. It's a little chilling when you start thinking about, is Congress going to start going after nonprofit organizations? And if so, are they going to do all nonprofits? Are they going to start looking at MoveOn.org? Are they going to start looking at some of these organizations where every dime comes from? If we're going to do it, let's open it up and make sure everybody coughs up the information.